This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new nasal spray offers a novel approach to slowing down the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Researchers are currently testing the experimental therapy on a 79-year-old man after his Alzheimer's progressed to the point where he no longer qualified for most clinical trials. Unlike many existing treatments that focus on preventing or clearing the buildup of amyloid plaques in the brain, this trial aims to address Alzheimer's-related inflammation, a sign of disease that becomes more intense as it progresses to later stages. 6 months into the novel treatment, the drug, which contains a monoclonal antibody called ferlumab, has significantly reduced the inflammation in the patient's brain, but it's too soon to tell if his memory and thinking have improved. Researchers, the patient, and his family have noticed improvements in engagement in social activities. Ticketmaster will now show the exact cost for tickets, with fees included, before checkout. The company announced the All-In Prices initiative as part of the requirement to comply with the Federal Trade Commission's ban on junk fees, which went into effect on May 12th. Now, when people are shopping for tickets, Ticketmaster will display a ticket's full price alongside a drop-down menu that shows how much a person is paying for the face value of a ticket and the service fees. Local taxes and delivery fees are displayed at checkout. Following the Taylor Swift ticketing catastrophe in 2022, then-President Joe Biden, lawmakers, and regulatory agencies began paying closer attention to Ticketmaster. Last year, the Department of Justice under President Joe Biden sued Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, for driving up prices as a result of their monopoly. Congress passed the Ticket Act in 2024, a law to force ticket sellers to show full prices up front. It's now headed to the Senate. Ticketmaster now offers real-time updates about ticket availability and displays when wait times are expected to last more than 30 minutes. It also allows customers to see exactly how many people are ahead of them in the queue, improvements that also are the result of federal law. A tourist who buzzed a Yellowstone National Park osprey nest with a drone could get 6 months in jail and a $500 fine for the violation of park rules. Flying drones is illegal in Yellowstone National Park, and so is harassing wildlife. A California resident who frequently visits the park caught the drone pilot in the act a week and a half ago and reported his antics to the National Park Service. The tourist was found and ticketed. Vince Botkin, the reporting party, said he had a brief confrontation with the drone pilot, as well as a woman who was with him. National Park Service spokeswoman Linda Veras said, "We can confirm that an individual was sighted in Lamar Valley the evening of June 5th for flying a drone in the vicinity of an osprey nest. We do not have a name and a hometown to share," she said. Flying a drone in the park is a misdemeanor crime, carrying a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and/or a $500 fine. The incident happened at a turnout parking area at the entrance to the Lamar Valley. Botkin said he and several other people had stopped there to admire a nearby osprey nest with a pair of the raptors working on the nest. Botkin said, "The next thing you know, you see both of the osprey look up and then take off in a panic." At first, he didn't understand what had spooked the birds, but then he saw that a drone was buzzing their nest. When he noticed a man holding the remote control and apparently piloting the drone, Botkin approached him and asked if he knew that flying drones in Yellowstone is illegal. He said he didn't know and that I should go mind my own business, Botkin said. He added that he was also confronted and told to leave by the woman and took photos of both of them. Botkin said the man landed the drone on the hood of his vehicle but soon relaunched it. "He hovered it right above my head like he was trying to intimidate me," Botkin said. "I launched my hat at the drone," he said. The hat missed, but the pilot apparently got the message and landed the drone again, he said. After the incident that spooked the birds, the raptors seemed no worse for wear after being buzzed. The osprey were back in their nest the next day. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.